Hello, welcome back. We got 5 minutes left before, not even 5 minutes left. We got about 3 minutes left until Gak, and he's in the studio right here, right now, holding a microphone as a cup. Is that for change? Pennies for your thoughts? What's going on with that? You're on, man. Oh, yeah, no, you're not. You're on the wrong mic. There you go.
Been over here now.
Oh, there we go. Getting
close and intimate. Yes, I was holding the wonderful, I don't know, is it called the sock? The mic sock?
Yeah, let's call it the mic sock.
I think as you listen to this, and then compare to this, and then face the right way.
Oh.
And are you watch it slide away.
Yeah, are you, well, hold on, let's do like a 360 around the mic here, and can you tell that I'm talking around the microphone?
I'm walking around here the entire time.
Yeah. Oh, steps. Hey, what's that called? The sound effects in old timer stories.
That would be the Foley artist.
Foley artist. That's it.
That's
yes.
Right.
Thank you.
The Foley man.
I would have never ever remembered what that was, and I would have been sitting here being like, going cross-eyed. Speaking of going cross-eyed, I was on the we had the Main Street record. Vinyl record fair, and it was a grand success.
That is what I heard as well, too.
Yes.
Resounding, smashing record all the time. Well, hopefully there weren't any broken records there, but
no, I didn't see any. There was no problems whatsoever, and it went really, really, really well, and that was on Sunday, and if you missed it, there'll be another one. It's going to be a summer-winter thing. I think the end of November is the next one, and that'll be on Main Street at the Planet Bingo. You can check out Facebook or check out badbird.tv for details on that. Check it out tomorrow because I haven't updated the site, but, we're going to be posting stuff like that. The reason I brought that up was because, I was actually asked to go on CBC Radio 1, Stephen Quinn on the coast.
Weekdays, 3 to 6 p.m. on some other frequency.
Yeah, exactly. you know what? It's funny. I mentioned CITR, and they were joking with me afterwards about plugging CITR, plugging my radio station. I was like, well, I didn't mean to. You asked me a question, and I was gonna, answer it.
I represent one of these other media forums here.
Yeah, exactly. And it's funny because what I was telling to some people, I was like, school has totally ruined me. Where every question I feel is like an exam. So it's like it should be a conversation starter, right?
Course, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And so the first question you asked was, why are you doing this?
What are you doing this for?
Yeah, exactly. Of course, there's a million reasons why anyone does anything, unless it's for oil. In that case,
there's only one reason.
There's only one reason. It's just for oil, and
it's great to bathe in.
Yeah, and. So anyway, yeah, I was nervous as all sin. I was so nervous. I was tripping over my words. Apparently, it sounded okay. You can get the podcast and hear. But the whole thing was that I am so stoked to be back. Like, it's just like right now. Like, I mean, I always have a little bit of nervous energy coming on. And after that experience, I'm just like, feel like I could just, like, this chair is like just a sofa, leather sofa.
Right.
I'm just lying back down.
Right.
Yeah, like. Yeah, I could with an open house coat and like, bunny slippers.
Your smoking pipe there.
Yeah, absolutely, with bubbles coming out of it.
That's right.
Because the tobacco's bad for your body.
That's right.
Yeah, that's right. Oh, we're almost getting into your time. Oh, I'm sorry about that.
That's all right.
Well, thanks for joining us today. Stay tuned, you just heard Gak there. And, I really like you should come in halfway through my show because it's so nice to have somebody to talk with.
Yeah, a little bit of rapport always helps.
That
you're connecting with someone there and...
Yeah. Tell some jokes.
Have some laughs.
Just
have a great time all around. A little bit of the old vaudeville style.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Andy Richter had...
actually, Conan O'Brien had Andy Richter.
I was wondering if you were going to correct me.
Andy Richter had Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, I know.
Edmund Mann made a man of... what was his name? Johnny Carstairs. Cartwright.
Yeah.
Cart something, right?
The sidekicks always sit to the right.
That's right. They always get the couch.
Why is it always set like that?
It's just to make it more casual. Because, otherwise it just turns into like an interview, sitting at the table right in front of them.
Yeah, I know, but why not left?
Because right now I'm standing bearing down on you right now.
Yeah,
This is more like the mean sidekick right now.
Now I'm really small.
So anyway, did we hear Cabo Radio's ad? We'll play that right now, and then I'm out of here, because I'm cutting into Gak's time. And so listen to his show. It's going to be great. And then followed up by that will be the jazz show with the illustrious Gavin Walker. And I haven't seen Gavin in a long time. I hope he's doing really excellent. I bet he is.
Kevin great is a guy. Poster child.
Yeah. For, of what?
Kevin is a poster child for the, I don't want to say old folks home. Of course, now I just said it. No, it is the one. That's but not... it is for the, it's a brilliant house designed for many people of the advanced age to hang around and feel young.
That's, man, you're articulate on air. Like I can get by pretty well when I'm not on air, but boy, I miss words and all sorts of stuff. So anyway, thanks for joining us for this last hour. I'll be on next week. Oh, I have a special guest next week, and I forgot to mention her, but...
Who's the guest? You can mention it now.
Yeah, I forgot her name.
Great story. Rod Pruitt, everyone. Sore throats, clapping hands. Yeah, CITR 101.9 FM.
In Vancouver.
BC.
Good night, everyone.
This just in, Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM presents Cabaret Radio. Join host Teddy Smooth as he explores the chimerical, the hysterical, the phantasmagorical world of burlesque and cabaret. Tuesday nights at 11 o'clock, CITR 101.9 FM brings you Cabba Radio.
Down here, is the wind have changed? Clouds roll in from the north and it start to rain. Rained real hard, it rained for a real long time. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. Down a plaque of mine. 6 feet of water in the streets of Evangeline. Louisiana. Louisiana. That tide will wash us away. That tide will wash us away. Wash us away. President Coolidge come down in a railroad train. A little fat man with a notepad in his hand. President say, little fat man, you need a shame. What the river has done to this poor cracker's lane.
There's Randy Newman from his 1974 album, Crude Old Boys. And that was Louisiana 1927, referring to the great Mississippi flood of that year, which left 700,000 people homeless in the parishes of St. Bernard and Plaquemine, Louisiana, along with countless other counties in Mississippi. And yes, that is one of the L.A. songwriter's great hits. And of course, sadly, it has sort of come back into the forefront. I wouldn't say sadly per se, but the context, as always, makes a big deal since as part of the NBC Concert for Hurricane Relief special that happened after a certain event 5 years ago. It was sung by Aaron Neville, but Newman did a whole bunch of other fundraisers. The song appeared in different forms on compilations like Shelter from the Storm, A Concert for the Gulf Coast, appeared on a recent charity album, re-recorded, re-orchestrated for Our New Orleans. And, yeah, at this point, it is a de facto anthem for what happened 5 years ago, which would be what started off innocently enough 5 years ago today as a Category 1 hurricane in between the Bahamas and southern Florida. But on August 23rd, 2005, it hopped over Florida, hit the Gulf of Mexico, strengthened rapidly, and caused the New Orleans diaspora. So this is an exploding head movie here on UBC's conscientious community radio station, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can find us on the web serving all nations and states and parishes, www.citr.ca. My name's Gak, and I'm here with you till 9. Phone number for the station here is 604-822-2487. You can also email me, radiofreegak@gmail.com. So even in these just little times here, New Orleans has turned into one of the unfortunate stories in the past little while here as we sort of realized what the levees could hold, what they could not hold. As about like hundreds of thousands of people had to evacuate, populations dispersed, lives lost, insurance costs, awful things have happened. I mean, the city has rebuilt itself, but what we're going to do right now, at least on the show, is just focus on the entire history. Well, I wouldn't say the entire history, but a good chunk of music that has passed through those wonderful areas. So we're going to focus a little bit on some Dixieland. We're going to do a little bit of the jazz that came out in the 40s and 50s, a little bit of the R&B, some of the funk, and then we will look at a couple soundtrack bits here. Randy Newman will pop up again, as always, but we'll have some other wonderful nuggets of joy here with like some country folk, things like that. But yeah, let's hop on back to 1917 here. And the original Dixieland Jazz Band, and this is when jazz was spelt with S's and not Z's. This song was first recorded, and it was recorded on a proprietary format that no one else could really play. But a second recording was made available in 1918, and it became a hit, although there was always some contention about who actually wrote it. So what we're talking about here is the Tiger Rag, which we all know is that "Hold That Tiger," that section that always pumps up. Big bands use it as a big show-off piece, and we heard, you know, Art Tatum do it, Benny Goodman, Duke Ellington, Frank Sinatra even did like a vocal version as well too. But instead of the Dixieland Jazz version, we're going to focus on trombonist Kid Ory, and he was a band leader born near La Place in Louisiana, and he had one of the best known bands in New Orleans in the 1910s, and even had a young player named Louis Armstrong play with him as well. And he effectively became one of the big ambassadors of the New Orleans jazz sound of the 40s. And we're going to listen to his 1944 take with Kid Ory's Creole Jazz Band. And this is Tiger Rag. Thank you.
CITR 101.9 FM, No More Strangers, and Beetroot Magazine Triple Doggy dare you to try to survive a nautical disaster on Friday, August 27th. Proven dance party maestros Super Cassette and Humans will be on board the Abitibi, departing from the Plaza of Nations at 7 p.m. sharp and returning by 10 p.m. for an after party at the Cobalt with DJs Hunk the Drunk, Christian Flores, My Gay Husband, Genie, and DJ Zia. Buy your ticket in advance at clubzone.com, Beat Street, Neptune, Red Cat, Scratch, and Zulu. For more information, visit CITR.ca. See you on board.
Was George Lewis and his New Orleans music with Yucca Hula Hickey Dula, which you can actually find on the John Peel and Sheila, the Pigs Big 78, a beginner's guide accomplished, came out in 2006. But that recording came out in 1949. And Lewis was a jazz clarinetist born in the French Quarter of New Orleans. And he played with, we heard before, Kid Ory in the 10s and 20s of the 1900s. And he stuck with an older style of playing jazz. It definitely didn't sound like it was recorded in 1949. It fits in more with like a 20s, 30s feel, which is that sort of chugging rhythm and just the wide wailing there. And a lot of musicologists and folklorists said it was sort of like the last playing of his kind there. But he gained fame for the 40s, became a spokesperson for the New Orleans jazz life, performed live on radio with his orchestra. Toured, spent the last years of his life hanging around the world famous Preservation Hall, which itself had to close down due to damage after Hurricane Katrina, but it did manage to open up 8 months later in April of 2006. So we're going to stay with this kind of old-timey, nice, rollicking kind of feel here. And next up we have the Boswell sisters. And they were three sisters. They were raised in Camp Street up in uptown New Orleans, but two of them were born in Kansas City. The other one born in Birmingham, Alabama, but they recorded the first record in 1925. They gained national attention when they moved to New York City in 1930. And after a couple of recordings, they managed to sort of keep what was a strong, close harmony vibe here. And this track, at least, I found on the 2008 soundtrack to The Curious Case of Benjamin Button, but from 1931 here. Here are the Boswell sisters with That's How Rhythm Was Born.
Thank you.
from the 1947 film New Orleans, although the film actually includes Billie Holiday on vocals. That's Satchmo himself there. Louis Armstrong with Do You Know What It Means to Miss New Orleans, song written by Eddie DeLange and Louis Alter, and it's been covered numerous times since then, and it's a fantastic little song, and from what I've read online, and actually if you find the YouTube video footage for that, you can see some New Orleans people comment that on the anniversary of the Hurricane Katrina, most likely next, or at least this coming weekend, that song is what they play if they're based now in Houston, which was the city that took most of the, I'm not going to say refugees, but I mean, there was definitely some evacuation there, but that's where one of the many places that the people of New Orleans moved to. Chicago was another one, Mississippi, parts of Alabama as well, too. They scattered throughout the states immensely there. Here's some Exploding Head Movies on CITR Vancouver. I'm Gak, and it is all New Orleans flavor here. And we're going to jump into one of the men who was rescued during the Hurricane Katrina. That would be Antoine Dominique Domino. Of course, we know him as Fats. Fats Domino. And what happened is, as Hurricane Katrina was approaching, he was encouraged to evacuate. But due to the health of his wife, he decided to stay with his family. Unfortunately, his house was in an area that was heavily flooded. And I remember seeing some of the graffiti at the time there talking that he had died. You know, he said, RIP Fats, you'll be missed. But the good news is that was a false alarm, since he was rescued by a Coast Guard helicopter, and they were taken to a Baton Rouge shelter. And, of course, we know Fats Domino for songs like Blueberry Hill, I'm Walking, and, of course, Walking to New Orleans. But we're going to hop to 1955 here with the B-side to the 7-inch Don't You Know. And this song, of course, itself took some additional meaning after the hurricane. So here's Fats Domino with Helping Hand.
Can't you hear those sweet forever? beyond that shining river, that they ring the golden bell for you.
I'm Peter Mansbridge, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
What we just heard there was Snooks Eagling, and that is When They Ring Them Golden Bells. You can find that on Volume 1 of Portraits and Blues, which came out in 1958 through Storyville, but he had a whole range of albums and singles. And back in the day, he called himself Blind Snooks Eagling and really sort of took a vocal style similar to Ray Charles. In fact, to the point he often billed himself as Little Ray Charles. But he focused on a lot of acts. We heard a bit more of a blues take there, but he also did a little bit of rock and roll, jazz, country, even a little bit of Latin as well, too. Apparently a very unpredictable live performer. But unfortunately, he passed away last year due to a heart attack at the age of 73. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on Peter Mansbridge's, as he said, CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Gak, and it's all about Louisiana right now. And it struck New Orleans August 29th in 2005, day before, as everyone, the politicians, the scientists, the meteorologists, realized the scope of what could happen. Despite the fact it just started off so innocently enough in the Atlantic Ocean before it hopped in the Gulf of Mexico and the heat sink just sort of forced it straight up. Mandatory evacuation, first time ever. And all the floodgates were to be closed. And the folks who couldn't leave ended up in the Superdome. We saw what happened with the high winds peeling off sections of its roof. And 26,000 people were housed there as a last resort. 53 levees, they were breached. The city below sea level, that basically meant that most of the parishes there, which, you know, are the neighborhoods or the countries that, or the counties there, they were flooded. They still are counting deaths at this point because it seems like even after 5 years, they're going to houses. So the current count of deaths that were hit by that hurricane, 1,836, of which 1,577 from Louisiana, and there's still 135 people reported missing. Now, this song we're going to listen to deals with when the levee breaks, but it's not the version we all know, which turns out was based on this version that we're going to listen to. It was appeared on a wax cylinder back in 1927 featuring Kansas Joe and Memphis Minnie, who actually were a married couple at the time there in 1927. This appeared on a 1965 compilation called Blues Classics, and one of the fine collectors of that album was the lead singer for Led Zeppelin. And he brought Robert Plant brought this to Jimmy Page, and they came up with that fantastic, bombastic version here. But this version, I don't think has been aired as much, but the news is it's in the public domain. If you go to the Internet Archive, you can find it here. So here's Kansas Joe, Memphis Minnie, with When the Levee Breaks.
Thank you. coming, I have no place to stay. Well, all that night I sat on the labyrinth moon. Well, all that night I sat on the labyrinth moon, thinking about my baby and my happy home. If it keeps on raining, love is going to break. If it keeps on raining, love is going to break. And all these people have no place to stay. Now look here, mama, what am I to do? Now look here, mama, what am I to do? I ain't got nobody to care my troubles to. I worked on the ladder, mama, both night and day. I worked on the ladder, mama, both night and day. I ain't got nobody to keep the water away.
Thank you. mama shares a meal. Pick guitar, fill fruit jar, and be gay. Son of a gun, we'll have big fun on the bio.
From 1952, that was Hank Williams the First with Jambalaya on the Bayou. And he was born in a log cabin in Mount Olive, Alabama. Of course, we know songs such as Hey, Good Looking, Your Cheating Heart, and I'm So Lonesome and I Could Cry. And he took Jambalaya. It came from a Cajun French song, the Acadien, or as the Cajun, as they say, as the reputation hold. I'm not going to do that. Too late. So the Cajun French song was called Grand Texas, and it reached number one on the U.S. country charts for several weeks in 1952. And this actually was quite popular enough in Louisiana to the point that the original musicians who were ripped off, or at least the music was co-opted, well, what they did is they translated the English lyrics to Jambalaya on the Bayou into French, or at least the Cajun Creole patois that they speak there. And it became a nice little local hit that way. And, of course, if you're thinking Hank Williams Jr. is his son, Hank III, his grandson. And they all continue that musical lineage there. You're listening to CITR Vancouver here, 101.9 FM, in the waning days of summer as the evenings become darker sooner. But our hearts look towards the Crescent City. New Orleans. And this next set features one of the many distinctive parts of Louisiana, and that would be its women. So we're going to hop to 1973 here. And this man was born Harold Lloyd Jenkins. You know, decent name enough. But as part of his musical career, he decided to adopt the name Conway Twitty. Phenomenal, phenomenal name. And what he did frequently is he collaborated with Loretta Lynn. And one of the albums that they put out was 1973's, yeah, Louisiana Woman, Mississippi Man. And hey, why don't we listen to that title track?
Love and it's a Mississippi heart.
Too much love and it's Louisiana heart.
See the alligator all awaiting nearby. Sooner or later they know I'm gonna try. When she waved from the bank, don't you know I know it's a goodbye fishing line. See you a while ago. With a Louisiana woman waiting on the other side, the Mississippi River don't look so wide. Louisiana woman,
Mississippi man.
Mississippi River can't keep us apart. There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart. Well, I thought I'd been left, but I never had, till I was wrapped in the arms of a Mississippi man. When he holds me close, it feels almost like another hurricane just to rip the coast. If he can't come to me, I'm gonna go to him. That Mississippi River, Lord, I'm gonna swim.
There's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Well, the Mississippi River, Lord, it's 1 mile wide, and I'm gonna get me to the other side.
Mississippi man, I'm losing my mind. Got a happy old lover and a one more time.
I'm gonna jump in the river and here I go. Too bad, alligator, you swim too slow. Love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Oh, there's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Hey. Oh, there's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
Oh, there's too much love in this Mississippi heart.
Too much love in this Louisiana heart.
We are now going to practice our continental way of eating. We pick up our silverware, index finger in the back of the fork, index finger on top of the knife.
What's the matter? Doesn't that sound exciting to you?
Luckily, dining at the Sub is a little less formal.
Come to the Moon Noodle Bar, located in the lower level of the Sub, for fast and friendly service. We serve up spring rolls, combos, chicken wings, rice bowls, and made-to-order stir fries, Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. till 7 p.m. This business is owned and operated by the AMS, your student society. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
I got a gal in Baton Rouge, she called me Louisiana. She gave me a bed and something to eat. She knows just what I want, she treats me right. Lord, 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 treats me right. Yes, she does, treats me right. Thank you.
That girl is actually from Alabama, but that sort of preserves a little Louisiana theme to a bit, since Alabama was hit by Hurricane Katrina as well. And of course, that was Leaving Louisiana in the Broad Daylight. And that was Emmylou Harris, and that's off her 1978 album Quarter Moon in a 10-Cent Town. A lot of us know her for backing up Linda Ronstadt and then her collaborations with Gram Parson in her young years, but she's still doing well. She still sounds phenomenal. I think she came through town recently as well, but did I miss it? Yes. And before that, we had Louisiana Women, and that was from Waylon Jennings, which, of course, most of us probably still know as the narrator of The Dukes of Hazzard, but that was off his 1974 album, This Time. It is 8:25 here. CITR Vancouver. It is Exploding Head Movies here. I'm Gak. And of course, when it comes to New Orleans, we do have a strong R&B component here. So what we're going to do right now is jump into some 50s era R&B, and then we'll jump into some of my favorite stuff, which is the funk. But of course, right now, I'm sort of realizing I'm ambitious as always, but there's a lot of music to cover here. So without any further ado, what we're going to do is bring up how Clarence Frogman Henry came with his name. So he touted himself in the 50s just as Clarence Henry, but this song was his first single, and all the reviews sort of said, this man is croaking like a frog. So from 1956, this is the A-side, Clarence Frogman Henry with Ain't Got No Home.
Ooh, ooh, ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. Ain't got no home. I know a place to roam. I'm a lonely boy. I ain't got a home. I got a voice. I love to sing. I sing like a girl.
sitting here la la waiting for my ya-ya. Oh, I'm sitting here la la waiting for my ya-ya. Oh, it may sound funny, but I don't believe she's coming. Oh,
everything you have to do is funky as Lee Dorsey. And that was Lee Dorsey, born in New Orleans. He was a light heavyweight boxer known as Kid Chocolate. Went into the Navy, and he met songwriter-producer Alan Toussaint, who I really want to be able to play tonight, but I am stretching myself silly. But at the very least, he helped produce this first single by Lee Dorsey, and this is from 1961, and that was Ya Ya. You're listening to Exploding Head Movies here on CITR Vancouver, and we're focusing on a little bit of a Hurricane Katrina thing, but we're not focusing on that level of the past. We're sort of encompassing the entire musical lifestyle of the Crescent City itself and the state of Louisiana, and it is now time to bring the funk here. But we're going to do this in a little bit of gospel style here, and the nice thing with this is that this track appears on the soundtrack to the 1975 film Let's Do It Again, and funky poster art, Bill Cosby, all that. But this was on the Kurton label, so that suggests Curtis Mayfield was heavily involved with this. And this is going to be the Staple Singers, that great gospel act out of Mississippi, some roots in Chicago as well, too. And from 1975, here are the Staple Singers with New Orleans. That is one of the other great bands from New Orleans. They were funk. They were session musicians headed by William T., prime guitarist there. Of course, everyone sort of thinks about the Meters, and that would be another great band to play, but we just sort of stuck with the Gators there, and that was Gator Funk, and you can find that on the awesome soul jazz compilation New Orleans Funk, the original sound of funk from 1960 to 1975. Some great tracks here. You actually get a little bit of the Neville Brothers action back when they actually were quite cool. You get some of the Lee Dorsey in there, some Alain Toussaint, some Chuck Carbo. And there's this one track I always wanted to play from Ernie K. Doe, which was recently revived in a couple of UK commercials. But I'm going to have to say that for later. But at the very least, William T., as part of the Gators, actually ended up being the band leader for an act called the Wild Magnolias, which rooted more into the Mardi Gras Indians vibe that New Orleans often pulls out as part of its little parades. But it's nice to see that the New Orleans culture sort of picked up a bit, because a lot of times if you'd explain something in the past, it'd be quite vague, but shows like True Blood and Tremé have sort of really brought the profile of the city that I wouldn't say was neglected, but I think there was always an effort to show it the love that it always deserved. Here's some Exploding Head movies here on CITR Vancouver. If you are in the Commercial Drive area, you can always become a friend of CITR and get some discounts for these businesses.
CITR has tons of friends, because with your Friends of CITR card, you get rad discounts from local businesses. Say Commercial Drive is your home sweet hipster home. Then present your Friends card at Bone Rattle Music, Audiophile, People's Co-op Bookstore, High Life Records, and Spank Clothing. And you'll receive awesome discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free Friends card, and feel the love.
Jazz is a word that means many different things to many different people. The best definition of jazz that I know of is the jazz show on CITR with yours truly, Gavin Walker. Monday nights, 9 to midnight, with the jazz feature at 11 o'clock. Check us out every Monday.
That is just about 15 minutes away, Vancouver, so stay tuned for the jazz show with Gavin Walker, but we have a little bit more funk and some soundtrack coming up. And what we have next are a couple of women that have some great little singles here. And this one was recently recovered as part of a compilation called Psychedelphia, like Philadelphia with a psychotic aspect, I guess, or psychedelic. And this came out in 1997 through the Funky Delicacies label, but it features vaults of the New Orleans label Scram Records. This stuff was rare, unreleased, and this came from 1968 and 1969. And a lot of people thought that this singer, Mary Jane Hooper, was actually an alias for at least two other singers, but producer Eddie Bowe always was emphatic, saying that she was a funk diva on her own, but highly reclusive. So here is, off the Psychedelphia compilation, Mary Jane Hooper with I Feel a Hurt.
Sweet.
love how raucous that bit of funk is. And that's Betty Harris there, and that was Breaking the Road. And that can be found on yet another fantastic soul jazz compilation called Saturday Night Fish Fry, New Orleans Funk and Soul. It came out in 2001, and it features a whole manner of more like rough sounding, you know, feedback, squirting, raucous little 7-inches that were basically big hits in New Orleans, just in the local market that way, but they barely made it out. But it's just been up to the collectors to help out with that. So we're going to have to scamper through everything we want to do here. So we're going to jump back to Randy Newman. And he recently scored the soundtrack to the Disney film Princess and the Frog. And that's sort of a connection that he's established with Disney since Pixar and Disney integrated together. And, of course, Randy Newman scored almost, I think, half of the Pixar films here. And he was nominated for 2 original songs for the last Academy Awards there. But he has won once for 2002's If I Didn't Have You from Monsters, Inc. He has also done his nominations in the past, 4 Grammys, 2 Emmys, and one of them for Cop Rock. But Princess of the Frog plays to his musical strengths, features a lot of what we've heard tonight, Cajun music, Zydeco, blues. Actually, we're about to hear some Zydeco coming up after this. But from The Princess and the Frog, here's Randy Newman with Ray Laidlaw.
Thank you.
That was a nice little rambunctious number there from the 1987 soundtrack to the film The Big Easy. That was Dewey Balfa there with a short bit burst there, Pine Grove Blues. And yeah, we are slowly running out of time here, but one thing I just want to point out at the very least while you're thinking about New Orleans is that prior to Hurricane Katrina, the population was easily over 450,000 people. At this point right now, based on the dispersal that's happened, I mean, people have definitely returned back to New Orleans to help repopulate, rebuild, and take care of what needs to be done there. But at this point, the population is still about 200,000, so half the city gone. I wouldn't say forever. I mean, there's always a hope. There's always a pull that sort of brings everyone down the Mississippi River down to the Delta. And for all the hopes and cares and making sure that the city that just can't care keeps going on. So that's about it for Exploding Head Movies this week. Coming up in a few short minutes, it's Gavin Walker with The Jazz Show here. And if you missed any of this week's show, just go to the CITR website, www.citr.ca. You have the schedule there. Once I have everything in order, you should be able to see the playlist in its ragged glory, but at the very least, as an MP3, just look Mondays, the 7:30 evening slot. Just pop that into, actually, if you plop it into just the browser you're looking at, Feedburner is pretty smart. It'll tell you if you want to connect it to iTunes or something else. So you should be in good hands here. So I think I have time for only one more song, sadly enough, because I wanted to do some Dr. John. I also wanted to do, like, you know, Alan Toussaint, any number of great Cajun artists. But this is a sort of a little bit downbeat number here, but it's a nice little way to sort of close things here, since it is a bit of a gospel number. So from the 1967 7-inch, this is Skip Easterling with The Grass Is Greener. So we always hope that the city is able to rebuild, and that is the way the river flows sometimes. So we'll see you in 7 days. Don't really have a major theme, because at that point I'm moving and doing about a whole manner of stuff. But we'll continue to bring whatever moxie, any sort of like piss and vinegar that I usually bring. But yeah. Here's Skip Easterling. Take care.
You say you found somebody new, but do you know if his love is true? Take inventory. And you take sick for 20 home. Will he nurse you like me? Get you back on your feet? Take inventory before you decide. You know the grave. Don't we all? The other side.
everybody see ya. Yeah.
I'm Walter Cronkite. I'd like you to hear something.
Any way you want it, that's the way you need it. Any way you want it.
They're radio hams, amateurs, giving of their own time and spending their own money.
CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
Your volunteer-run station.
They're just two average guys who saw the need and volunteered.
You are, of course, listening to CITR, FM and cable 101.9, or on the web www.citr.ca. Stay tuned now for The Jazz Show coming right up with Gavin Walker. Time is 9 p.m.